traveling through space. You're traveling through time. You're reaching a new dimension. A dimension of the mind. This is the Trippy Cupcakes Podcast. Coming from the other side. Let's go! Hey everybody, this is Trippy Tommy and
Big Kurt. What's going on, everybody?
And this is episode 33. Thank you for everybody that's been listening so far. Let's keep it rocking. This year is going to be fucking cool. Hopefully we get this COVID shit figured out and we can get back to going to concerts and things like that, because I really fucking miss that. Like, I miss playing my drums for people. I just miss the whole music scene and, like, getting out and going to do shit. Like, The COVID has really fucked up a lot of shit. Like, a lot of movie theaters have had to close down. Like, game stores have had to close down. Like, a lot of shit has had to close. Like, pretty sure I heard Guitar Center was, like, fucking struggling, like, real hard. Like, yeah, man. Crazy, 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 crazy.
Damn, that's nuts, man.
Yeah, man, I just read somewhere that, like, there's another wave of it coming, too, that's, like, I mean, they say they have a vaccine, but it's, like, are you really, like, most people that get the flu shot get fucking sick from it, like.
Yeah.
So it's, like, a kind of give and take. I think it's weird that they're making people get it.
Mm-hmm. People that, like, work and shit. Mm-hmm. My mom is a nurse. She has to actually get it if she wants to keep her job. They're Damn. Telling her that. And she really doesn't want to do it because, like, she's with kind of where we were at. Like, It only developed in, like, a couple of months. And it's, like, the quickest vaccine they've ever done in the past. So, like,
I mean, the demand was so high, though. You got to think that would be another reason for it to come out so quick, though. Like, on the other side of it. But, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, COVID has fucked a lot of shit up, dude.
I mean, it's been mask life.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to my therapist the other day, and she was telling me how, like, so many of her patients have been, like, extremely struggling with depression and, like, PTSD without, like, not being able to leave their house and, you know, like, from fucking anxiety and shit of COVID and all that.
Really, yeah. Social butterflies are definitely struggling. Mm-hmm. Like, I know, like, it's been kind of weird for me because, like, I haven't been hanging out with people like that, really. And we haven't been having band practice that often. And, like, I mean, I'm just trying to be safe for, like, my family and shit. Like, oh, I'm good. But, yeah, man, I'm just trying to, you know, keep everybody fucking healthy and keep, you know, keep going to work. And, I mean, my girl had it and got rid of it. And luckily none of us got it. Like,
yeah.
It's fucking crazy, because she was sick as a dog for, like, 2 weeks, or at least a week and a half of it. It was just like, holy shit.
Ugh. Yeah, man, it's pretty bad. I mean, it's like, they say it's like a cross between, well, it's like a mix of flu and pneumonia, pretty much.
Oh, Lord.
So it's like two of the worst kind of colds you can fucking get.
Flamonia.
Like, yeah, that's what you should call it. It would have been fucking hilarious. Flamonia. So when do you think they're going to solve all the COVID stuff? Like, do you think, like, after everybody takes a vaccine, like, it's going to be, like, a year from now when everything goes back to normal, 2 years? Or do you think things are going to be different? Do you think things can go back and there's going to be some things that don't change from this?
I don't know. I mean, because the thing is, like, people are getting so used to this way of life. Like, it's just going to be, like, inborn. Like, some people are going to be so freaked out still, they may still be wearing masks all the time. Like, you know what I mean? That may still be a fucking thing. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't know, man. I've worked through the whole, you know, COVID thing. Like, both jobs I had, like, worked the whole time. And, you know, I haven't been sick yet, knock on wood. But It's just scary. It's really fucking scary. Like, I read somewhere the other day that the official numbers worldwide are 2 million deaths.
Whoa.
2 million.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
that's,
man.
That's crazy, dude.
Crazy.
Whoa. So what do you think about, like, Bill Gates and shit? Like, when he said, he didn't actually say COVID. He said, like,
something, a pandemic.
Something along the lines, like, if a global pandemic hits, we are not prepared for it. And then, like, there was also somebody on Joe Rogan that was a doctor at, like, Mayo Clinic, which mm-hmm. is, like, a crazy good hospital. And mm-hmm. I think it's in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. But the dude is, like, somebody who basically predicts where diseases are going to come from.
Oh, shit.
And he basically said, like, 2 years ago, before COVID hit, that there was going to be a disease that came out of China that was going to be, like, a global pandemic.
Damn.
He predicted that shit 2 years prior. And he actually went to, like, the government and told them, and they were like, this isn't going to happen. Like, it's almost like they completely turned him down and were just, like...
the boy cried wolf type shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now he's like, look, we could have been ready for this.
And, I mean, we could still be in, like, we might think we're further through it, but we could still be in the beginning stages of something that's going to get dramatically worse. And
that's
could
what
be
I'm saying.
10 more times before it's done, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Viruses are fucking crazy. I mean, they're living, so it's like, mm-hmm. damn, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hope, you know, Destiny's feeling better. And
oh, yeah, she's good now.
That's good.
So, what's been up with you lately, dog?
Not much, man. Really been, like, expressing myself more and shit. So, like, embracing my feminine side is kind of, like, something I've always struggled with, you know, and shit. And, like, I always try to be, like, really masculine. But then, recently, I started, like, analyzing my behavior and, like, my voice a lot. And, like, my voice is pretty feminine sometimes. It just slips out and I can't help it. But...
it's like there's two people and they're wrestling.
Yeah, it's like there's there's the Britney bitch, and then there's Big Kurt,
who's
just like this masculine stoner dude. And Britney's still a stoner, but I mean she's a bad bitch. She'll fuck your dad if you fuck her. You know, she's crazy.
It's Britney bitch. that's just funny.
But yeah, I mean, I'm just being myself now. Like, I'm wearing a wig now regularly around my place. Like, I'm doing my shapewear and shit. So, like, it helps me feel more feminine with my body, I guess. And, like, I don't think I've ever really been this comfortable as myself.
Well, good.
Like, I don't think I've ever felt this in touch with the real me in, like, ever. I can't remember ever feeling this good. Wow. And, like, my meds are working. I mean, I'm taking my Strattera every day. I have an alarm clock every morning to wake up.
Sticking to it, man. Routine's everything.
Yeah. And I know that now, and I really need to stick to it, or else I'm just going to keep struggling and cycling.
And falling off. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm also not getting on social media when I'm, like, really, really high either, because I know I get really impulsive and shit.
Yeah.
And I post some pretty crazy stuff sometimes that probably worries some people. But, like, it's all in the moment when I'm, like, really, really fucked up out of my mind. Because I'm not going to lie, I love weed, but I abuse the shit out of it.
Yeah.
I abuse the shit out of it. I went through a gram of wax in less than 6 hours that one night when we tripped.
Yeah, that was a wild one.
I'm going through a cart almost a day, every day and a half now. So I only have, like, one day, or not even one day where I don't have a cart where I'm not high. So, like, I'm high almost every minute of the day. But I'm starting to figure out a system to where I can just do it before I go to bed, and I can do it, like, occasionally throughout the afternoon.
There you go.
Because I don't want to be, like, so fried that I can't do anything.
Well, that's it, because it's, like, it does kind of bring your ambition out after a while, I feel. Like, I've met some fellow smokers that have become just, like, go to work, come home, smoke. Go to work, come home, smoke. Like, that's all they do. Like, they have no goals, no anything. That's just...
and that's been me for a really long
time.
Like,
that's it. Just the same old, same old. And, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like we got to break out of the habit this year. Like, hopefully we get to see the sun through the clouds and something, some miracle happens that, you know, I don't know, that fucking, we can go back to shows and start doing things again. Because I miss get-togethers, man. I do. Everybody wearing fucking masks and it's like muffling what they're saying, so it's like, it's hard, like, especially like when you go to the gas station, and you're like trying to talk to the clerk, you're wearing a mask, they're wearing a mask, so it's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
You can barely understand them.
Yeah, and they're like, wah, 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 mm-hmm. wah, 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 wah. And it's like, dude, it's like, it sounds like fucking Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Wah, 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 wah. It's like,
and some people talk so quietly, you can't even hear them.
I know, and you can't make out the words because their fucking mouth's covered. Mm-hmm. So you can't even, you know, try to read their lips. So it's like, I don't know, man. Like, but I'm not like one of those anti-masker people by any means. I believe that, you know, freedom of whatever, but I also believe in courtesy. And whether or not you believe it's going to, you know, keep you from getting sick or whatever, you know, just like if it says on a business to wear a mask or something like that, like, I don't know. I just don't get the, I'm a fucking rebel. Fuck that mask shit. And they walk, and like, come on, man. Like, especially if you've been around someone that's been sick, just, you know what I mean? Like, I know it's a sort of inconvenience and like it sucks, but it's not forever. I'm sure it's not. Like, we'll get it figured out eventually, you know? Like, I don't know. So we plan to do bi-weekly videos on our Third Eye Entertainment YouTube channel. We are going to do a spicy ramen challenge. And we're going to work our way up to, what is it?
Carolina Reaper.
Carolina Reaper, yeah. We started at Orange Habanero, which was, like, pretty fucking hot.
It's, like, 300,000 Scovilles.
And I was, like, not, like, I gotta, I don't know, I'm a spice pussy, I guess. Like, I didn't know I was, but I totally am.
Like, I like spicy food, but when it's, like, overwhelmingly hot, then it becomes kind of a problem.
Yeah, so like, it, like, makes it hard to even finish, because you're like, okay, this is, like, not even desirable. Mm-hmm. It's not fun.
And, like, I'll put Thai chilies in my stir fry sometimes. Yeah. That shit is, like, that's 80,000 to 150,000 Scovilles.
Yikes.
So, like, and I'll put, like, 10 or 12 of those into my fucking stir fry, and it's bomb. Like, it's super, super spicy. It's, like, insanely spicy, but it's so good.
Damn.
It's what you would call, like, addictively spicy, I guess.
Word. Word.
I love that shit, though. Hot food is great. We shouldn't have started with that orange habanero, though. We probably should have started
We jumped in the middle.
Yeah.
We're like, fuck it. Hop right in.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I know how to swim, but I'm going to jump right in. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
And it hurt. It hurt. My lips were on fire. My fucking tongue was like, it's swelling and shit. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, man.
If that's that bad, I can't imagine like even 200,000 Scovilles hotter than that. Or so, 300.
So I'm saying we got to start low. We'll start with jalapenos, the basic bitch of peppers.
Mm-hmm. Jalapenos. It took me a minute to prep.
You were like,
oh shit, okay. Like
jalapenos. That's how it's spelled, yeah.
It is how it's spelled.
Yeah.
Funny as shit. I remember on Family Guy when the fucking woman would be, corn, fresh tortillas. Yeah, I love a fresh guacamole on a fresh tortilla.
Oh, God.
It was like Boston or some shit.
Yeah, Family Guy is one of those shows that has stayed consistently, like, really funny.
Yeah.
I mean, and their shit has gotten smarter.
Mm-hmm. Has it gotten better now?
It has.
Because they got really off the wagon there after, like, season 8.
I mean, it's just some fried-ass shit. I am more of a, when it comes to him, like, I like the shit he did on Robot Chicken a lot. Like, like a lot of his voiceovers, they were fucking gloriously funny. I like the Cleveland Show a lot, actually. I'm kind of shitty they canceled it, low-key. Like,
I need to actually see that show again, because I might have seen, like, maybe 3 or 4 episodes in season 1.
Oh, dude, it's so fucking funny.
Mm-hmm. I do want to see it, though. Really, I wish they would have done a Quagmire show, too, though. That would have been pretty cool. Like, can you imagine the Quagmire show? Quagmire's just in a van going, okay, that sounds a little sketchy. Never mind. Scratch that idea. I don't want to think about Quagmire doing that. That's kind of,
That's his thing.
I mean, he did it, though. He did it one time. He was in an RV.
Yeah.
Remember that? Yep. And then Stewie Stewie left him in the hotel room and he was handcuffed to the bed. He's like, hey, little guy, hand me the keys. That crazy hooker just tied me to the bed and took my fucking wallet.
Jeez.
They hijacked the RV, and then it was the next episode where they went to the future, and it was like 30 years in. They were in the nursing home, and Cleveland was like, hello, Peter. Oh, God. And Quagmire's like, oh, man, well, I was glad, you know, I was feeling a little stiff earlier, but since you walked in, I'm feeling a bit better.
God. So,
God, it was so... Quagmire, that was an old man, was so funny.
Jeez. I don't know. They've got really good character development, and I don't know. It's cool because we watched that 70s show, me and my girl. We're about to finish it.
That's a great show.
Dude, we've also been watching fucking, which is cool to know what I learned today.
What?
Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. The acronym for it is Chaos.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, whoa, that's so lit. I seen it on her Instagram. I was like, she said Missing Chaos, and I was like, Chilling Adventure. Oh, that's cool. So cool.
That's really dope.
Yeah, I was like, wow. Super clever. Dude, it's so fucking good. Mm-hmm. So it's super dark. It's nothing like the 90s one where it's like, ha-ha, cheeky funny, everything's good at the end of 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, Netflix originals fucking slap, yo.
Yeah.
Big Mouth was funny as a motherfucker. BoJack is, like, one of my all-time favorite animateds. Like, that shit hit real deep on a lot of moments, though.
Yeah, BoJack got dark. Like, I noticed that in some of those episodes. That
super
show got
super
really,
fucking dark.
Like, emotional, too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You never thought that you'd be like, oh, Lord.
And I've been getting into King of the Hill now, too. I love King of the Hill.
King of the Hill is
that's,
boring.
Like, genuine, too, though. Even though it's animated. It's got really genuine moments in there.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah.
It's not like Family Guy where it's constant slapstick, you know.
Yeah.
Family Guy does have its moments, but 99%
few and far
of the time,
between.
Yeah.
Yeah, very few.
And then somebody ruins it, usually, by saying something. Or yeah. Meg ruins it, usually. Yeah.
Fucking Meg. Yeah, I respect it, though. Mm-hmm. So, dude, I heard that the government has 180 days to tell us everything they know about UFOs.
I saw that too. Dude, that's fucking insane, dude. They already have a new term for UFOs now. It's called meta propulsion craft.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And pretty much everything Bob Lazar said is now coming true. Just about. Like, he has said a lot of stuff.
Dude,
that has come
the
true.
Thing is, there are definitely aliens among us already.
Oh, yeah.
And they look like us. They're like, it's like, Men in Black probably had it spot on for the most part. I mean, I know it was, like, funny.
Yeah.
But for the most part...
When you really think
like
about...
Like that part in the second one where they're in the fucking post office and everyone's a fucking alien in there. Mm-hmm. Like, holy shit!
Yeah.
Like, honestly... Like, it could be real. Like, there's definitely aliens. Like, I believe it. And, here's a fact. 54% of Americans believe that there are aliens.
Really?
Yeah, that's cool. Over half.
Wow, that's awesome.
Isn't that ridiculous?
It's cool because people are more open-minded. I think that's great.
Well, yeah, a lot of the closed-minded people have, you know, not to be an asshole, but a lot of them have died or are starting to die.
Yeah. You're right, though.
The generations are gradually getting more open because there's more options.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm starting...
And people love options. Oh, yeah.
Good to have options, though. What were we talking about? Oh, Area 51. No, wait. We're talking about Bob Lazar, right? Or UFOs?
Yeah. They have 180 days to tell us everything they know about UFOs.
Hell yeah. I saw the document... On the meta propulsion craft, it was not the document. I saw the page that Third Phase of Moon posted on Facebook. They're the ones that posted what the new term was though on Facebook.
Okay.
And like they have a picture of like Bob Lazar with like newspaper articles and shit. So it's like really fascinating. And like dude, like the thing is that Bob Lazar is like the government tried to like erase his history pretty much.
Oh yeah, they tried to erase him entirely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, they were going to make him non-existent even if they didn't kill him. Like, nobody was going to know who the fuck he was.
Yep.
And, like, when people would actually, like, try to get information on him, and, like, the thing was, there was all the evidence proving that he went to these colleges and did these things with these in physics. Like, he built a jet car at Los Alamos. He put a jet engine in a car.
Damn, son.
And, like, he's like a... Dude, he is a fucking...
Super genius.
Genius.
Yeah.
Like, 160 IQ, probably, or at least 140.
Damn, son.
Very, very smart dude. I mean, he actually has a proton accelerator in his living room, I think.
Okay.
Supposedly...
He's a real-life Tony Stark, huh?
Oh, he is. He is a real-life fucking Tony Stark. He actually made a flamethrower one time.
I mean, actually, if it's not him, it's Elon Musk. Because Elon Musk is, like, the real-life Tony Stark. Like,
yeah.
I believe he probably has, like, an Iron Man suit.
Really?
Or something like that. Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me.
He's Come on, dude. Mm-hmm. And he's, like, big into anime and shit. I'm sure he's created some fucking Metabot or something.
Do you think he's an alien?
I don't know, man. I don't know. His baby's name points to some alien shit.
Isn't that like a constellation name or something?
I don't know. I
thought it was...
I don't know. I don't know what Elon Musk's baby's name means. I'm gonna have to look that shit up, Jamie.
I thought they were named after constellations or something, which is really crazy. But, I mean, not really because... I don't know. I feel like Nordic names were kind of like that, too, a little bit.
Announce the birth of baby boy. X stands for the unknown variable. Damn. Yeah, that's his name. Like, XAEA-12. That sounds like a fucking alien name.
I assume that's a constellation number or something, or name. I don't know. That's what I'm assuming, though. Just because, I don't know. They're talking a lot about him going to Mars and shit, and, like, colonizing and whatnot.
Yeah.
Like, that shit is insane. And he's gonna be the first one to get there.
So user interpreted the name as X Ash Archangel.
Whoa. So it's actually like a biblical kind of name.
Oh no. Another person guessed X is related to Genesis. So what does it fucking actually mean? Okay, so here we go. Yeah, Xavier. And they got hella kids. Shout out to Elon Musk. That guy is fucking insanely smart. Like, his Rogan podcast was so fucking interesting. I was like, what?
Joe Rogan's great.
Yeah.
I watched a Dave Chappelle one recently. That shit was fire.
Yeah.
That was a great fucking podcast.
I listened to the one with Ron White the other day. It was really good. Ron White's a funny fucking dude. Super humble, too.
Yeah.
And that motherfucker likes to party. Like, still.
Yeah, Ron White's pretty good, though, man.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get into some stand-up, too, lately.
Who's your favorite right now?
God. Oh, man. I want to say... forget what the kid's name was, but he had a joke where it was this KFC joke, and he worked there at, like, he did, like, a 3 a.m. shift in, like, New York City on Christmas working at KFC, and, like, he was,
3 a.m.
Yeah, like, 3 a.m. or something, and he would just have people come in that were just, like, fucking batshit crazy people.
Yeah.
Like, he had a woman come in, and she was like, what? She went up to the counter and he's like, hi, how can I help you today? It's like, I just lost my family and my house. What do you think you can do for me? And he's like, I didn't know what to say, so I panicked. But she said family, so I said, we have a 16-piece family meal if that would help.
If you're that hungry, like, that's funny. Goddamn. I think my favorite stand-up right now is probably Bill Burr. Mm-hmm. He's so fucking funny.
He's wrong. He is no filter, too.
I love him. He's mm-hmm. so funny. Man, him and Joe Rogan are just fucking funny together. Mm-hmm. That was such, like, that 3-hour podcast just fucking flew by. I felt like 30 minutes. Because it was just so good. I was like, wow. And he has a really funny podcast, too. It's like Monday Mornings with Burr.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You like Tom Segura at all?
Think so.
Tom Segura is like friends with Joe Rogan, Burt Kreischer, and all them.
Oh, yeah,
he's
yeah.
He's another guy with a beard, bald head, big
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I like Ari Shaffir, too, but from
what Ari's a fucking clown.
From what I hear, Ari is like legitimately insane. He's like fucking crazy.
I mean, probably.
I mean, like, he, I heard he actually laced Burt's drink with Molly one time.
Yeah, probably.
It's crazy. Joe Rogan actually did something on that one time. He talked about the story and, like, I don't know, there was videos, like, a couple, like, after it happened, they were like, does Burt forgive Ari for spiking him with Molly?
Oh, jeez.
So I don't know, like, what all happened, but I'm assuming it didn't go very well. And Bert is actually, like, getting really healthy now, I think. He's not, like, drinking as much, and he's, like, losing weight, I think.
Oh, good shit.
So, like, I love Joe Rogan. I'm, like,
I think Joey Diaz is fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm.
And he has good people on his podcast, too.
Oh, Joey's so funny. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. His new podcast is, it's just him pretty much talking for, like, an hour.
Yeah.
And he tells stories and shit, and they're fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm. He is so funny. It is very motivational, which I really dig. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
Theo Von is really funny, too.
Yeah.
Theo Von's hilarious. Did you see the Daryl Strawberry one on This Is Not Happening?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, dude. That shit was so funny. Jeez. I plan on doing this much cocaine. That's a zero amount. But apparently, when I left some cocaine, it planned on getting together with me when I left its home that evening. Oh, my God. And he's like, cocaine is a drug. Weed is a confusing spice. Cocaine, weed will make you forget how to get home. Cocaine will make you forget how to get to heaven. Oh, God. He was listing, like, all the stuff you do on cocaine. And it was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, run across a highway with your family. It was fucking ridiculous. Theo Von is great, though, man. He would be really fun to have on the podcast. Yeah. So would Pete Davidson, though. Yeah. Pete Davidson's a clown. He's funny. Him and MGK are really good friends.
Oh. Well,
I didn't.
You know.
Yeah, I saw them.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've seen that.
Yeah.
Shout out to them for making a fucking movie. Mm-hmm. Mod Sun's, like, one of my favorite rappers of all time. And
nice.
He is an all-around artist. He paints. He fucking films. Mm-hmm. And he filmed a whole movie with a video camera he bought with like $20.
Whoa. Like that's really cool. Like an
old-school VHS video camera.
Hmm.
Yeah. I was like, damn, that's fucking lit. A whole movie done with that? Like, that's cool as a motherfucker.
That's dope as fuck.
It is. So, all right. Before we're done, three bands that you really hope put out an album in 2021?
Well, I know the Struts probably aren't going to, but I feel like the last one they did was rushed, and that's why I didn't like it as much.
It did feel a little rushed.
It did, and they did it.
There was a couple good bops on it, but I literally listened to it like one time through, and I was like, meh.
Yeah.
The Tom Morello song slapped, though. Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
So, probably the Struts, I would say.
Okay, two more.
Who else? Probably Pierce the Veil.
Yeah, oh, that was one of mine. Yeah, nice.
Pierce the Veil. And maybe Simple Plan. Although, depends on what style they're doing. I want them to get back to their early stuff.
Okay.
Their early roots. Like, how they, like, Still Not Getting Any was, like, my favorite album by them. I would love it if they would do another album that was like that.
Yeah.
Just a slapper. Hmm. What about you, man?
Let me think. Slipknot. Mm-hmm. I really want like another fucking awesome, tasty ass Slipknot album. Pierce the Veil as well. Because they take forever to write, but it's always so fucking good. I'm like, that's why I waited, you know? And I don't know. I'm looking forward to what Landon Tours of The Plot and You keeps putting out, because he's put out a couple singles so far, and they're fucking amazing. But maybe Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
Yeah.
I'd like to see if they put out an album, because they put out a single, and it was really good, so.
Another one would be The Vines for me.
Okay.
Vines are fucking great. And they only do an album, like, once every 2 or 3 years. I mean, it takes fucking forever for them to do
And I'd love another Neck Deep album.
The last one, All Distortions Are Intentional, was phenomenal. Low Life and Sick Joe were, like, my favorite songs from that album.
Dude, all their albums are fucking bangers. And each one's a different flavor of them, too, which is so nice.
The Pandemic one was one of my... I'd say it's probably my second favorite album.
Yeah. Oh,
Peace in the Panic, is that what it was?
Yeah, it was so fucking good.
So good.
So good. My favorite album of theirs probably is Life's Not Out to Get You, the one that came out before those two. Yeah. But
that had December on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was a really good album.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your favorite Struts album, man? Young and Dangerous or Everybody Wants?
Young and Dangerous.
Yeah.
Top to Bottom was a good-ass album.
It was. It was really good.
It was, like, super, like, glammy and rocky. I was like, this is kind of queen. Like, yeah. I fucking fuck with this.
Saddler Magazine was fucking
phenomenal. That's my favorite song on that album.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, no, that one or Freak Like You. I like that one a lot, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Youngblood's album that just came out was fucking so good.
Dude, it was incredible. So he really inspires me to be myself more, dude. He really, really inspires me. Yeah, you don't give a fuck. He's awesome, dude. He wore a dress in Russia to a concert. I thought that was so fucking badass, dude. Don't give a fuck. He's awesome, dude.
Zero fucks. Well, we are at the 30-minute mark. We're trying to keep these episodes kind of smaller for y'all. Monday is podcast day. So, we love you guys. Thanks for listening. Keep checking us out on Instagram and Facebook at Trippy Cupcakes Podcast. I don't know what Big Kurt's Instagram is this week.
It's different all the time. You know that.
I know. I try to keep it on
the... I try to keep it the same. It's just horrible.
No, it's every week it changes.
I know. I try to keep it the same.
It's this just, is me now, 1969, or whatever.
No, it was just space, another space, crazy space person, space 1969, I think.
Those are probably all underscores, but yes. Yeah. Check that out. Always posting the wildest shit. And really great animal pictures constantly.
Always.
Yeah. We love you guys, and thanks for listening. Be ready for our video. And we're hoping to play D&D again soon, if we get a hold of the gang. If not, I have been working on DMing a game, and we may put that on a separate channel, maybe. Who knows? The giggity giggity giggity. Roll the dice. All right. Love you guys. Have a good one. And stay safe out there. Wear a mask in public if they ask you to. Don't be that guy. Please. It's easier just to get along, you know? But hey, I'm not your boss. I just want to be your friend. If anybody needs anything, anybody feels depressed or whatever, needs someone to talk to, you can always hit us up via Instagram or Facebook or whatever. I'm at Trippy Tommy Drums on Instagram. And Tommy D on Fbook. So, yeah, love you guys and have a good one.
Peace.